Do you know what these are? They're penguins. You know where they live? The Antarctic. Okay, yeah, they also live some other places, but for the purpose of today's discussion, let's go south. Like, way south. Along with the penguins, some people live there. Not permanently, rotating basis, but they do live there, on Antarctica. Or in Antarctica? That's interesting. I don't know. But I did get to thinking about them the other day, because I've got questions. It's Mike here with you again. Hey, if you're chilly, good. If you're not, let's pretend it'll help to set the mood. Antarctica's our topic today, and the goal is everything we can get to in less than 10 minutes. This took some doing, but the National Science Foundation was great. They got me to Aaron Hurd, the station manager for McMurdo Station. Now, it's going to sound like a phone because of the internet there. We'll have more on that later. But first, where do we start? Of course, the weather.
Today is actually a little bit stormy so far. I haven't been outside yet, although I can hear the wind blowing and the building creaking a little bit.
And the temperature?
Minus 24 degrees Fahrenheit right now and minus 55 degrees Fahrenheit with the wind chill.
I told him, sorry, but that's great audio for me, so oh well. Also, are we on or in?
Oh, that is a good question. We usually say that we are on Antarctica. Actually, we most often say we are heading to the ice or we are on the ice. Although I have heard people say we are in Antarctica.
See? He actually is on an island, Ross Island. That's where McMurdo is. And it's like the largest thing we've got down there, right?
Yeah. The National Science Foundation operates three permanent year-round U.S. stations in Antarctica. Oh, there, I said in Antarctica.
This is going to haunt us, isn't it?
McMurdo Station itself, it's kind of the big city on the continent. The population and size varies greatly throughout the year.
Not that many in the winter, 126, pretty much isolated. Then for the summer, it's over 1,000. Can you paint a picture for me? I mean, what does it look like?
Yes, very, very similar to, I guess, a very small town in the U.S. It was built starting in the mid-50s by the U.S. military. And so it's sort of kind of a military base or a college campus.
They live in dorms. They have a cafeteria.
We have a large research laboratory building. We have, you know, a handful of office buildings, big workshops, a couple of gyms, a basketball court, indoor basketball court.
I love that clarification on the indoor court. I would hope it's inside. How do they get there? A lot of them through LAX, Los Angeles Airport. You go to New Zealand first, then you get on the military transport plane, then you get to the base. I want to get to the work you're doing, but first, since we're still in the dorm part of this, creature comfort level, like how homey is it? Do you have Netflix?
Well, we do have internet, but we don't have Netflix. Our internet is actually very slow. It's all satellite-based. In the winter, the internet is fast enough to watch, you know, YouTube videos, for example, or listen to podcasts. In the summer, that's not the case. We have over 1,000 people sharing probably 2 cell phones worth of bandwidth.
You know what this reminds me of, actually? I called the space station one time, which A, is super cool. B, I wonder if we could do that again here. And C, they have more internet than these guys do. So it's a lot of sports. It's basketball. It's volleyball. The researchers give lectures. I mean, these are sciencey people. There's always plenty to learn. There's a library. They have movies they can show. The big new thing, it turns out, though, is fancy coffee.
That's been wildly popular the past several months. So we sort of have a Starbucks, but it's not actually Starbucks.
Podcast friends, we have found the last street corner without one. Now, to the actual work, the actual job.
Science is the name of the game down here. It's amazing how much science we can support. Biological research, seals and penguins, to microbes that live in the ice or under the ice, to a lot of glaciology, geology. There's dinosaurs once existed on the continent, ocean currents.
And a lot of astronomy, which they do at the South Pole.
I'm leaving out millions of things, I know. In my defense, it is, you know, 5-something in the morning.
In my defense, I didn't do the conversion to his time. I just clicked yes on the Zoom. But since it was mentioned, let's go to the South Pole.
The South Pole is an incredible station. It's at the actual geographic South Pole. Every single direction is north. It's on the polar plateau. A lot of people don't realize the South Pole station is at right at 9,300 feet. It's quite high. Most of that elevation is on solid ice.
And while McMurdo has a view, you've got the sound, you've got the ice, you've got the mountains. The South Pole has nothing.
The view there is what we call flat white.
It must be wild, like seeing it, knowing you're there.
Yes. I was able to spend some time, you know, by myself, just walking out and being a fairly contemplative person. I would go out there sometimes, you know, after dinner or whatever, and would often be the only person out there since there's not a lot of people at the South Pole, and just could stand there and look around.
And know exactly where you are on this planet. See? It's wild. Potentially dumb question time. The South Pole, is there like a pole? And is it like a Santa Claus pole with candy stripes? Because that's what so many people picture.
Well, actually, that's a good question, to be honest. Technically, we have two South Poles. So we have what we call our ceremonial pole, which does look exactly like what you're thinking about. It looks like a candy cane. It's got a big silver mirrored ball on the top of it.
No way.
Yes, it is that kind of imagined the South or even North Pole marker that you might think.
I love that so much.
So we call that one the ceremonial pole. And then several yards from there, we have the actual South Pole, which is set. The marker on that pole is designed by the previous winter over South Pole team. Once they're replaced each year, they go into a very beautiful display case inside the station. And I think they're just absolute artwork.
We've got a little bit of time left, so serious for a minute. We do so many stories on the news about climate change. You probably witness things firsthand, different perspective than most of us, all of us. Can you take me through that?
Absolutely. Antarctica, both of the poles, you know, provide a lot of leading indicators to what the climate is doing. And change in Antarctica will affect the entire planet. The Antarctic Peninsula is experiencing some of the quickest environmental change of anywhere on the planet. What I would say, very obvious change in a very, very short amount of time. There's a lot of concern about the West Antarctic ice sheet, the entire thing, and if it's collapsing or not. And that to me is one of the most striking, like, okay, this has never happened that we know of before. Uncharted territory as far as human existence goes.
You know, this is again reminding me of the space station people when the astronauts say, you know, I wish you guys could see what I saw. Do you feel that too?
Yes, absolutely I do. I do wish more people could see it. Antarctica is one of the most beautiful places on the planet. It's so unique. It's vast. It is just absolutely beautiful. You know, I'm very fortunate that I can look out and see the Transantarctic Mountains. Too, like I said, being out on the polar ice cap where it's just, you want to talk about a feeling of nothingness and nowhere. And absolute silence if the wind is not blowing, just otherworldly. So, yes.
Silence if the wind isn't blowing, but this is an audio thing, so we've got the wind blowing. This was a fun one for me. I hope you liked it. I enjoyed it. Thank you again to everybody in the email chain that made this happen. Send me more questions. Let's do some more of these. I've got questions at audacy.com, AUDACY. Halloween's coming up, so yes, we will have a Halloween show. This comes from KNX News 97.1 FM in Los Angeles. We'll talk next week.